The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic real estate sector. If you go by how hot it's been in South Africa, it seems summer is in. And with summer comes the beach and beach resorts. September is tourism month in South Africa, so podcast for the month has a tourism theme, and we are zoning in on the multi-billion rand Club Med resort being developed by KZN property group Collins Residential on the north coast. It is being dubbed as the biggest resort project of its kind since the development of Sun City, believe it or not, in the 70s. And we are getting an update on the mega development from Chris Dutoy now of Collins. Chris is the development manager at Collins Residential and the project lead on the Club Med Resort. Welcome to the Property Pod, Chris.
Thank you, Suren, and it's good to talk to you again.
As mentioned in my intro, Club Med on the North Coast, it's been talked about quite a bit, but I have been reporting about the potential of it for almost 20 years now. I think I was the first journalist to report on it back in 2007 when they were looking around not just the North Coast, even Ismangaliso at the time, hoping for a 2010 World Cup opening. Obviously, that didn't happen, but they were very firm that they wanted to be on the KZN North Coast. And a lot has happened, but Collins Residential is the one that's bringing it to South Africa and the KZN North Coast. The opening is less than a year away, 10 months or so, I believe, in July 2026. I talked about Sun City, but for you, how significant is this for South Africa and KZN tourism?
Yes, Suren, yeah, the opening is in July next year. It's a significant milestone achievement. But the project itself, for the North Coast, for KZN and then South Africa, is significant. You know, tourism is one of the markets that we have the potential to grow as a country and can make a significant impact on our GDP. And this product will bring international visitors from all around the world to South Africa and to KZN. And, you know, that's the ideal way to grow the GDP and the tourism sector as a whole. We look forward to welcoming these guests to South Africa. And there's, of course, Club Med also has quite a strong domestic following. So it provides an opportunity for South Africans to come to the resort as well.
But it's also the first fully-fledged, all-inclusive beach resort, and the likes of Tourism KZN and even SA Tourism have been talking about the lack of a proper beach resort. Now, this is the first proper beach resort on coast that has warm waters. How has the reception been so far? I suppose as it comes to life and the buildings are built, people are seeing it as a serious, you know, it's going to open soon. I'm sure there's quite a bit of excitement, not just locally, but with the kind of investors and other people that you're talking to. Can you share some insight in terms of the significance around that, considering it is over a 2 billion rand investment?
Yes, so yeah, this all-inclusive concept is a new concept in South Africa, but it's something that Club Med has successfully operated around the world, and they both their beach and their ski resort. So, you know, it means that a guest can come to a resort and basically prepay for everything that they're going to enjoy at that resort. So it is a first in South Africa and something that we think the market will accept and welcome. In terms of the excitement on the development, yes, as you mentioned, you know, there's been a lot written and said about this development, but we have had only positive feedback from around South Africa, the tourism industry, from the various government agencies and municipalities that we're dealing with, from guests themselves, from the market as a whole. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of anticipation. There's hope that, you know, this will, as we mentioned, will change the North Coast forever. And we've also had positive feedback from the Club Med sales and marketing teams, who are slowly but surely building up to to the global launch of sales and, you know, the response they've had from guests as well.
Now, I suppose the global launch is coming up soon, I believe October, hey?
Yeah, that's correct. So from 14 October, global sales will open for Club Med South Africa, and that will include both the beach resort as well as the Bush Lodge. So yeah, Club Med's building up their sales and marketing actions to that point, and there's a lot, as I said, there's a lot of anticipation and excitement about it.
I tried to get Olivier from Club Med, but he's been busy this week. It's probably a question for him, but since you talked about booking launch, any idea of what the cost would be? Because everybody's asking how much is this going to cost if it's you know, Club Med's first entry into the sub-Saharan market?
Yeah, look, it's I know sales are opening, but it's early days in terms of pricing. I think the pricing will be released later this month as an all-inclusive product. So what it'll mean is that, you know, the price you pay up front, as with any other Club Med resorts around the world, will be your all-inclusive price for your stay. We anticipate pricing to be available from the end of September.
In terms of construction, it's a greenfield site on sugarcane fields. What is being done on the site currently? Because the pictures I see, the buildings are pretty much up and, you know, the roofs are already in there.
Yeah, that's right, Soren. So we're up to roof level on all of our buildings. We've got a total of 85 different buildings on site on a 16-hectare construction area. So a lot of progress has been made, you know, in terms of finishing up buildings to roof height, but also just starting with finishes inside the buildings, landscaping, all of our amenities and facilities. You will see from latest imagery, our dam is complete and it's filling up. We've got tennis courts and paddle courts under construction, archery arenas, trapeze centers, kids club, family pools, etc. Yeah, it's all systems go. We've got more than 1,700 people working on site at the moment, and it's a big coordination and cooperation job for all of us and our project managers, but there's a lot of activity, that's for sure.
Now, I talked about greenfield site and you mentioned dam. Is that for its own water or is it a recreational dam in addition to the beach?
Yeah, there was an old dam on site that we've rebuilt the dam wall, and we're re-establishing the dam as a recreational facility, but also as water for irrigation, etc. on site. We also built backup water supply and a big SBS tank, as well as backup electricity, and we're doing a solar PV plant on the site as well, which, you know, will provide some additional electricity for us.
Well, that's good to hear from the solar PV. Load shedding is not an issue at the moment, but from a sustainability perspective, I understand the resort is aiming for a Green Building Council rating as a resort, which is quite significant for a new resort. Now, Collins Residential is driving the development as the original investor in a consortium, and the French-founded Club Med will operate the property as essentially, as I mentioned, an all-inclusive luxury beach resort. But how much of the around 2.1 billion of the capex has been used thus far? Because it includes the resort, but it also includes the Bush Lodge in Northern KZN.
Yeah, that's correct. We've committed and spent approximately 55% of the total capex budget. Of course, there's a lot of money to be spent on finishing and fit outs of all the various buildings, you know, furniture and fittings and equipment, etc. And then, yeah, as you rightfully mentioned, there's the Bush Lodge up in Zululand that we are under construction at the moment as well, as a very good second facility. And yeah, we've got a long way to go, but both of these facilities will open together on the 4th of July.
Okay, so we've heard a lot about the resort, but tell us more about the Mpilo Lodge, I believe it is. This quite an interesting story because it's on private community-owned land, but can you share some insights on the size and the significance of the Bush experience? Because from the former Club Med global CEO, he always liked the fact that it could offer beach and the safari side of things.
Yes, so The product Club Med is promoting here is a beach and safari product, where you can spend time at the beach, but then also go on a safari or see a game reserve with Big Five game, which is a very attractive product for the international market, of course. So Mpilo is privately owned, Soren. So it's an 18,000-hectare privately owned game reserve up in Zululand, where we are constructing a 75-key lodge to accommodate our guests from the beach resort with communal facilities, two game drives a day. It's on a wonderful exclusive game reserve, approximately 20 kilometers outside of Pongola. And we feel that it will meet all of the requirements and expectations of guests coming to South Africa, but also our domestic guests that enjoy the beach, but will also really enjoy this game reserve experience.
Now, the resort on the beach, construction started like 2 years ago, but in Pilo, I believe it started this year. Where is construction sitting at the moment? And just a little bit more insight in what else it will offer. You talked about 75 key, but how much of an investment does of the 2 billion or so will that represent?
Yeah, so just to touch on the beach, obviously the beach has been in construction for about 18 months and is on program to start to open up in July next year, the 4th of July to be precise. Mpilo Lodge, we started construction in sort of early May this year. It's in two phases. We've had our environmental approvals recently for phase two, so we're now in full construction. It's an approximate just over 300 million rand investment into Mpilo Lodge. And again, you know, the construction is matching what we're doing at the beach, and both of these facilities will be ready to open on the 4th of July next year.
I suppose it has a big jobs impact in that rural part of South Africa as well. But we'll have separate stories on that and updates going forward. Chris, before you joined Collins, you once worked at Tongaat Ulet, which originally owned the land and conceptualized the resort, that's sugarcane land. What does your role entail as a project lead for Club Med? And what happens once the resort is open from a Collins perspective?
Yeah, I was originally involved in the sort of concept development, and I've been involved in various stages with the Club Med development over the last 8 years. So my role initially was sort of just facilitating the interaction with the Club Med in terms of their requirements and just, you know, sort of bringing the concepts and the ideas to life. Then took it through the financing process. Of course, in between we had COVID, which made things a little bit difficult. But just engaging with funders and financiers to the point where we were ready to get into construction. And then I sort of evolved into the project lead on the project as well, looking after the development and the construction side. We've got a very capable professional team, and you know, as I said, we are on program, finish this in time. I suppose from a wider Collins Residential point of view, Collins Residential, we've got 11 live projects on at the moment. So it ranges from, you know, the Club Med to various residential projects and other very exciting upcoming events. We've recently announced the Seaton House development at Seaton, as well as the Seaton Commercial development that's about to hit the market, doing 240 square meters of bulk and basically a brand new precinct, a brand new mixed-use precinct in that sort of Seaton residential area, which keeps us busy. I suppose my role is more focused on the luxury hospitality at the moment with Club Med. And we have, within the wider Collins group, we obviously have various hospitality assets across South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and the Seychelles, as you're aware. And we're always looking at new opportunities, new hospitality developments. We've got a very exciting pipeline of really, really interesting hospitality projects across the SADC region coming up. And I suppose for me, you know, once Club Med and Mpilo Beach and Bush are completed, then it'll just move onto some of the new projects. So it does take up a lot of our time, but yeah, as I said, we've got a very capable team that takes responsibility and care of all of these various work streams.
So is it early days to talk about Royal Shaka Property Group and all that land that Patrick Sukela and other partners own on the North Coast? Because that's real stunning land. And I know Collins has talked about the potential for further resorts along that part before they even got involved with the Club Med at Tinley.
Yeah, it is a key asset for us, that sort of land to the north of the resort, because as you know, Club Med has been a pioneer across the world in areas like Cancun and the Dominican Republic, where they have the sort of first mover advantage, and then the other hospitality and hotel groups follow them. So we anticipate that area on the North Coast to be active over the next few years with more resort developments, you know, even residential developments. And, you know, the Durban market has been moving sort of northwards, as you know, from Umhlanga and up to Ballito and further north, and the future development potential there is significant. So, you know, the land holding under the Royal Sharka Property Group is exciting. And will definitely yield more big-scale developments in future.
Thanks for that, Chris. I was going to ask about Collins Residential broadly as a group, but you mentioned all the different projects in South Africa and their presence in Africa and even the Seychelles. They even own an island that operates as a private island in the Seychelles, so they're not new players to the tourism side of the real estate market. But on the resort, just to conclude, is there anything that you're keeping under wraps that you're still holding back on? You know, I know there's been a lot of talk from outside the property side about, the likes of Dubai Tradeport, provincial government, and the Durban Direct International Air Access Initiative securing potentially Air France and other flights, if not from Paris, but into Europe. Do you want to share some insights just to conclude around the overall plan? Because it involves a number of partners. One of the funders is the IDC, and I know ABSA is a big financial backer of Collins as well.
Yeah, just in terms of the funders, it's ABSA, the IDC, African Bank, and the Tindi Women's Leisure Group that are our partners. In terms of the resort itself, there's nothing we're holding under wraps. There are obviously various work streams in terms of procurement and operational preparations that are ongoing at the moment. You know, that's got many, many aspects in terms of resort preparation, but also just preparation for giving guests access to the resorts itself. So airlift is a very important aspect of that, Zuren. Just in discussions with Air France in terms of access from France specifically, but just the Dubai Tradeport and King Shaka Airport, they've been really helpful in terms of setting this up. And, you know, there's adequate capacity at the airport for visitors. So it is work in progress. You know, route development is a very complex industry and is reliant on big guest numbers, which I'm pretty sure eventually we'll get right. And then also the airlift and access to Umphilo, flying guests from the Durban market up there, is also something that we're working on at the moment. And we are in advanced plans to construct a tar runway at the Umphilo Lodge itself. So that would help. These resorts around the world rely heavily on access for guests. And I think with King Shaka in its current location and, you know, the South African market opening up in terms of visas and other benefits to guests, I think it's all lining up really well for next year.
It's good to hear. Chris, I just thought about it. Since you say there's nothing under wraps, we know about everything. Just a quick snapshot on the scale of the resort, number of rooms, and the offerings. You're talking about a surf school and other aspects, and I think it will be one of the first Club Meds that I know of that will offer conferencing.
Yeah, that's correct. So if I quickly run through my mind, just in terms of amenities, we've got 6 paddle courts, 3 tennis courts, an archery arena. There's a general sports field. There's a trapeze arena. We've obviously got the dam and all the things that you can do on a dam in terms of stand-up paddling and canoeing. We've got nautical club with lifeguards and surf school. Yes, the first Club Med surf school in the world. We anticipate to have guests enjoy all the various activities around the ocean. And, you know, then, you know, the spas, the restaurants, the bars in resort, we've got a conference facility that can seat up to 500 guests. And, you know, the market is really, really performing well in that area at the moment. And we've had some lovely feedback on in terms of big conferences wanting to come to this location. And then at Mpilo, you know, as I mentioned, game drives for guests, that sort of conservation angle is really strong across the entire Collins Group. So that conservation story is a big item for us, just getting guests to engage with nature and enjoy what South Africa has to offer. It's really going to be one of those locations where a guest can come and relax and unwind and enjoy everything that's to offer on the beach, but then also have the very unique experience of going to a game reserve and seeing all the best that South Africa has to offer in terms of wildlife conservation. Bird life up in Zululand is fantastic as well. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic product.
Chris, thanks for your time. We will have to leave it there. That was Chris Du Toit, the development manager at Collins Residential and the project lead on the Club Med Resort at Tilney Manor on the KZN North Coast.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.